You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your Civic Media Daily News Roundup with your Wisconsin news and sports.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddy Peralta pitched another five scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was great. He did what he had to do. He threw five shutout innings, and he was masterful. A ton of strikeouts. Gave up two hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State tomorrow afternoon at 3. Backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good, and I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by two-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your Civic Media Daily News Roundup. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at civicmedia.us. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.